I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Our scripture selection this morning is from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I'll do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." And may God add His blessing to this reading of His Word.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the reading. You know, sometimes it seems like we live in a crazy world. For some of you, it may seem that way all the time. It seems that no matter what we do, for some of us, it's never enough. Do you think that's true? Do you think that in today's world, sometimes we expect way more than we really should? Do you think that children today expect more than what many of us did when we were kids? You remember a time when there was Christmas and you got one gift under the tree? Or you might get a gift from Santa and one from your parents, but now kids get 10 to 12 gifts under the tree or more. It also seems that technology has certainly taken a hold. We talk about abundance. There's an abundance of technology, and children almost never socialize except other than their technology. They're on Facebook, Instagram, other stuff I don't even know about. Seth uses it. And we have to literally take his phone away from him when we sit at the table to eat, because if we don't, he'll bling, somebody's texting. We're like, no, that's not going to happen. Because the truth is, we have an abundance. Now, if you asked our kids, they'd tell you that, no, I need more and more and more. Now, again, not all kids are that way, but many. I think this passage from Luke begs the question, are we too inundated with good things? In other words, do we have an abundance? In spite of ourselves complaining that we don't have enough, we may have too much. If we want to be philosophical about it, and many of us do, I have a few philosophers in this congregation, they'll say, well, just exactly what is too much? How do you define too much? What must a person possess before we can say it's too much? Well, we'll come back to that, because I bet you we get a different answer from every person. But I'm going to tell you a story, and I found this story, and I've been impressed with it ever since, and it's several years ago, but I think it's so important, and I want you to listen carefully to the point of this story. Once upon a time, in the heart of an ancient kingdom, there was a beautiful garden. And there, in the cool of the day, the master of the garden would walk. Of all the plants in the garden, the most beautiful and most beloved was the gracious and noble bamboo. Year after year, bamboo grew yet more and more noble and gracious, conscious of his master's love and watchful delight, but modest and gentle. And often when the wind came to revel in the garden, bamboo would dance and play, tossing and swaying and leaping and bowing in joyous abandon, leading the great dance of the garden, which most delighted the master's heart. Now one day the master himself drew near to contemplate his bamboo with eyes of curious expectancy, and bamboo, in a passion of adoration, bowed his head to the ground in loving greeting. The master spoke, "Bamboo, bamboo, I would use you." Bamboo flung his head to the sky in utter delight. The day of days had come, the day for which he had been made. He had been growing hour by hour for this purpose, the day in which he would find his completion and his destiny. His voice came low, "Master, I'm ready. Use me as you wish." "Bamboo," the master's voice was grave, "I would have to take you and cut you down." A trembling of great horror shook Bamboo. "Cut me down? Me, whom you, master, have made the most beautiful in all your garden, cut me down? Not that. No, not that. Use me for the joy. Use me for the glory, O master, but do not cut me down." "Beloved Bamboo," the master's voice grew graver still, "if I do not cut you down, I cannot use you." The garden grew still. Wind held its breath. Bamboo slowly bent his proud and glorious head. There was a whisper, "Master, if you cannot use me other than to cut me down, then do your will and cut." "Bamboo, beloved Bamboo, I would cut your leaves and branches from you also." "Master, spare me. Cut me down and lay my beauty in the dust, but would you also have to take my leaves and branches too?" The sun hid its face. A listening butterfly glided fearfully away, and Bamboo shivered in terrible expectancy, whispering low, "Master, cut away." "Bamboo, I would yet split you in two and cut out your heart. For if I cut not so, I cannot use you." The bamboo bowed to the ground, "Master, master, then cut and split." So the master of the garden took Bamboo and cut him down and hacked off his branches, stripped off his leaves, and split him in two and cut out his heart. And lifting him gently, the master carried Bamboo where there was a spring of fresh, sparkling water in the midst of a dry field. Then putting one end of the broken bamboo in the spring and the other end into the channel, the water channel in the field, the master gently laid down his beloved Bamboo. And the spring sang welcome. And the clear, sparkling waters raced joyously down the channel of Bamboo's torn body into the waiting fields. Then the rice was planted, and the days went by, and the shoots grew, and the harvest came. In that day, Bamboo, once so glorious in his stately beauty, was yet more glorious in his brokenness and humility. For in his beauty, he was life abundant. But in his brokenness, he became a channel of abundant life to his master's world. The first question for us is, are we willing this morning to allow God's power to be made perfect in our weakness? Can we say with Paul, we delight in our weaknesses, knowing in our weaknesses God uses us in a way he will not use us in our strength? Are we willing to see the troubling, humiliating brokenness of the thorns in our lives, as this story says, to become a channel of abundant life in the world of the Master? Are we willing to do that? Now, let us not forget our philosophical question, what is too much? How many of you have been to Randy Sam's? How many have been to Randy Sam's when we served? Whether it be the fourth Sunday meal or any other time, you've been to Randy Sam's? Thinking about that, how many of us sleep in a building full of people all in one big space on a cot? How many of us do that? How many of us walk the streets during the day, then return to that building for a meal? How many of us have to show our ID and be drug tested before we can enter our night quarters to sleep? How many of us eat what we are given, not what we choose? To all these questions, if we do not, then we have a lot. Do we not? All too often, many of us fail to see the abundant lives we live. And when life deals us hardships, losses, or setbacks, we are all too easily feeling toward cheated by God. We feel like God has taken from us, like God has not used us, like God has just thrown us over, as though we're owed better. Well, I deserve better than this. For those of us who have retired, many may never. For those of us who have children, many may never. For those of us who have parents, many grow up with either one or none. For those of us who have a home, many may never know that joy. For those of us who have food to eat, many may go hungry days or weeks or longer. Is all of this to say we should somehow feel guilty because we have what others do not? Certainly not. No, I would never want anyone to feel guilty. But what I would like for people to feel is blessed. What I would like is for people to turn to God and say, thank you for what I have. But for God, we could be right there at Randy Sam's. Or out here on the front steps of our church where a little old man sits every day and eats his food. And finally, is all of this to say that realizing we have what others do not, we should share our blessings? Absolutely. That's what Jesus says in this scripture. He says, you're storing all this up, you're storing it up, and there's people out there starving, there's people out there with needs, there are people who need what you have. Share. Be with them and share. He wanted the man not to store things up, but to give things away. And that is a very important thing for us, is to realize we not only are blessed, but we also have enough to share. It may not be a lot, but it's something. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures, but they're not rich toward God. So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. Jesus says we need to be rich toward God. And the way to be rich toward God is to share our abundant life, to give life abundantly. To be the vessel for God's love and mercy, to flow into His field, His world. Are you prepared to do that? When you read this scripture, is that what you pull from that scripture is, I need to be more loving and giving? I need to share out of my abundance? Or is it, well, I don't have all that much, so I don't share? Allow God's power to be made perfect in your weakness. Share your abundance. Let others know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. It is not just in reading His words that make us a Christian, it's in living the words that make us a Christian. So, are you having an abundance this year? Are you able to share with others, even if it's the gospel of Jesus Christ? Jesus calls us not to store up treasures, but to give and to live as the bamboo did. Let us take that spring and be a vessel for it to flow into the community, that others may know God's love. Let us pray. Our loving God, as we come together this day, we know that oftentimes we don't feel all that rich, all that abundant. All that we have just doesn't seem like that much. But when we look around us, when we go to places like Randy Sam's or just look in the streets, we have so much more. Help us to be vessels, your vessels, to share your love and to share the abundance. For we ask this in your Son's name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.